Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood crime scene mini episode.
Hello.
Hi, Desi.
Well, we do have some updates on the Glasgow. I'm trying to say that correctly.
You said it correctly.
Wonka experience that we talked about last mini.
Good.
So there are some, there's a movie in the works.
I saw that.
So we talked about this on our last mini, in particular, the character that was called The Unknown. Now, this is a new to the Willy Wonka canon, The Unknown. And people were really taken with this new entry into the Willy Wonka character canon.
People are even planning on dressing up as The Unknown for Halloween. And we got tagged in a drag performance.
Yeah.
There's a queen. I kind of think we should give a shout out to the queen who dressed up as the unknown.
That's a risk because you got to assume everyone knows what you're doing.
Okay. Her name is Gigi Bussy.
Yeah.
That is a great name because it's kind of like Gigi Allen, but Gigi Bussy.
Yeah.
Anyway, she dressed up as the unknown in a recent performance.
So, yeah, this is a silver masked cape-clad figure, and supposedly this will now be the center of an upcoming horror film, according to this article in the Daily Beast. I guess the story originated with Bloody Disgusting, which is like a horror-oriented website. So the Scotland-based film production company called Caledonia Pictures is getting to work on a film titled The Unknown that's centered around this viral character. This was bound to happen.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, people are still talking about this. We don't know. We still don't have an update on what's going on with the company who put this event on. Like, they haven't really made any further public statements. But as we kind of hinted at last week, someone has made a public statement about this, and that is the guy behind Firefest, Billy McFarland.
God, this guy's so annoying.
Now, we talked about how we needed a Firefest-like documentary on this Wonka experience. We didn't mean we need this guy to come forward. We meant we want a documentary that exposes the Firefest, what went down, an oral history by people involved in the production.
Right.
We need the guy who was going to like blow people to make things happen on camera.
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
So of course Billy has to log in. This is from TMZ. They found him in New York City. I guess he's not in jail anymore. Was he ever in jail?
Yeah, he was.
So I guess he's out. And of course, people were asking him about this disastrous experience. And he says that he thinks organizers need to make amends to the kids, especially for the one-star factory tour. And he's offering Team Wonka a spot at Fyre Festival, too.
Okay, that's fucking stupid. But I agree, they do need to make amends to the kids.
Now, but who I want to know who's going to Fyre Festival too. Because that is, that's some loyalty.
Annoying people. Annoying people who want to go for clout.
Yeah, because
Is that even a real thing? Is he even doing that?
He says he wants to give the Wonka folks a chance to do things right at Fyre too. So they'll both have their little redemption, I guess. Not going to serve those sad cheese and bread sandwiches.
Yeah.
And a styrofoam clamshell. So he wants to help them keep everything on track. this second fire festival is supposed to happen sometime next year, but they don't have an official date. So now he's taking on the role of marketing it, and he's trying not to go overboard and do too much. What did he do? Where did he do too much? He promised too much. He didn't do too much.
Right.
That's the whole fucking problem.
Right.
With both of these people.
Yeah.
Get it straight. So yeah, of course he had to log in and give us his opinions, but we don't give a shit. We just want the documentary on Wonka. Now, this story, it kind of made me laugh. Long Island Vegan Bakery under investigation for trying to pass off Dunkin' Donuts as its own. This is from the New York Post, page 6. So state officials are investigating a vegan Long Island bakery that has gone viral for allegedly trying to pass off donuts from Dunkin's as their own gluten-free treats. I'm
sorry. Wait, gluten-free and vegan?
Yeah. This woman is an icon.
This is...
Why would you open up a shop, period, and do this? Like, you'd think you'd have a passion for baking gluten-free vegan treats, right? Like, that seems like someone like, no one does it good, I'm gonna do it right.
Also, there are so many options today for vegan gluten-free options. Like, I mean, this, and people are always searching for more.
I'm not surprised. This takes place on Long Island, my old home island.
That's where Desi, Desi's from Florida and Long Island.
Yeah, so I had no chance.
That explains everything.
So this is called Cindy Snacks. It is a specialty vegan grocer in Huntington. And apparently they were buying donuts from a vendor called the Savory Fig. Great vegan baking name.
It's sounds like exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It is a great name.
So they were supplying this grocer with supposedly vegan donuts, but they were non-vegan. And so they're tainted with allergens, according to this grocer. The post included a photo of a strawberry frosted donut covered in tiny purple and orange colored D's. And they were like immediately suspicious because that's very similar to sprinkles found at Dunkin' Donuts, which obviously contain a lot of dairy and gluten.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, the grocer has been purchasing these donuts from a baker called the Vegan Fig. Or wait, the Savory Fig.
Wait, what is it? Yeah, the Savory Fig.
So the
Cindy Snacks is a vegan grocer.
So Cindy Snacks is a victim in this.
Yes.
Also, but the Savory Fig.
They're selling them vegan donuts to sell at their grocery store, like fresh baked donuts.
That they're saying they bake themselves.
Yes.
But they're Dunkin'. This is outrageous.
So they had that was their first sign that something might have been amiss because they saw these little D sprinkles.
And
why would the Savory Fig have D sprinkles?
And because everyone eating them is like, oh my God, these are fucking
these are good. So this Cindy Snacks co-owner, Jonathan Stengel, said, I immediately became concerned as to why this one donut was decorated differently than all the others and in such a strikingly similar way to a recognizable chain. So I guess they had other donuts that didn't have the telltale D sprinkle.
Also, I feel like there is such a difference in appearance of a commercial donut as opposed to a local, especially a local vegan bakery donut.
Yeah.
Just appearance wise.
Yeah. It just like the colors too, because it's like organic or vegan colored frostings are always not quite as bright and vibrant.
It's like
a little natural. Yeah. It's like a little more natural looking.
Yeah.
And the Dunkin' Donut ones. I mean, I like a Homer Simpson pink donut.
Me too.
I love it. So that's a very unnatural color though.
Right.
But so he pulled them all because he wanted to confirm what was happening there. Because obviously many people do have intense allergies that can, you know, you can get hospitalized with certain gluten allergies, like the more severe ones.
Right.
So he shared a text message exchange with the Savory Fig owner, Michelle Sirianni, expressing his concern about these donuts. He said, if these are Dunkin' Donuts, sorry, The ingredients could kill somebody, as we have many people with severe dairy allergies that shop here. He added that he would keep the conversation private if she fessed up. Don't fall for it, Michelle. Just kidding. Siriana responded that the donut was definitely not from Dunkin'. So
where'd you get the sprinkles?
He was unconvinced. And he and his partner brought an easy gluten home testing kit for the pastry, which revealed a high positive result for gluten. We have cut all personal business ties with this person effective immediately. We're mortified by what she has done. So this is the donut, and it looks, it's a real fake color. So it's like a purple, pale, like lavendery purple with orange D. Oh, fuck it. I hate when you click a picture and it takes you to Instagram. It's like, no.
Why would she choose to sell them those specific Dunkin' donuts too? I mean, the sprinkles are just so
now Sirianni, she tells Newsday that Cindy Snack's Instagram post was untrue. She denied the pastry picture was her. She said, that's not my donut.
Oh. Sorry. So where is her donut?
I don't know, but they posted like, they like literally posted like science photos on their Instagram. Wait. With the donut and like these testing strips and like
Cindy Snacks.
Yeah. But the one interesting thing is they don't say that anyone got sick. Like, good. That's good. I'm just curious. I'm curious why someone would do this, first of all. Because they do. Yeah, those are D's. And purple and orange, that's Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
Like, that's a Dunkin' Donuts donut. Because why would you have D sprinkles? I'm sorry.
I want to get to the bottom of this, because what motivation does Cindy Snacks have to make up that they were sabotaged? Like, why? What motive do they have for that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless they have some longstanding crazy beef with the savory fig, and they're trying to sabotage them.
Yeah, who knows? Now, I found another story on Page Six. Two women allegedly drove a dead man to bank in Weekend at Bernie style plot to withdraw his money. Two Ohio women allegedly propped up a dead man in the car to withdraw hundreds of dollars.
That's it.
Sorry, hundreds of, I kept waiting for a thousands to pop up. Hundreds of dollars from his bank account before dropping the corpse off at the hospital.
Why'd they need the corpse?
I have no idea. Lorene Ferrallo, 55, and Karen Casbohm, 63, were accused of driving the body of Douglas Lehman, 80, to a bank drive-through window in Ashtabula on Monday. The women, who were not related to him but lived with him, this is getting weird, in the city about 50 miles from Cleveland, removed the body from the home with the help of a third person. They propped him up in the passenger seat so the teller could see him. They tried to withdraw money from his account. The bank had allowed this previously as long as they were accompanied by him.
Oh my God.
They withdrew $900, and then the women drove him to the county medical center where they dropped his corpse off without identifying him or themselves. Eventually, police located them, and they identified Douglas and said he had died at his home. The two women, who have lengthy rap sheets, were charged with theft and gross abuse of a corpse, which is felonies. This is wild.
This is seems like so much effort for $900.
I also love that the New York Post had to put a picture of the Weekend at Bernie's poster.
Right.
So we could see, like, see, they're holding up this dead guy. This is crazy. I feel like they were scamming this guy for a long time.
They had to have been scamming him for a long time in some capacity. And after he died, they're like, this is our last scam with this guy.
We'll like do one last time, then we'll drop him off. Do right. The right thing.
Like, right. They had to have been.
I like the bank. Like, well, I wish they had found the bank teller to be like, I was kind of like, he seems real still.
like, why? And also, it's like, yeah, why? Yeah, he seems a little floppy.
More than normal.
More than normal.
Do they put sunglasses on him?
I do want to see a picture.
So
do we have footage?
No, unfortunately not. I mean, I'm sure the bank probably has footage.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
They have security
footage. It hasn't
footage.
Been released as far as I know. Now, we had a little breaking Love is Blind news.
Oh my God.
About my favorite couple this season and a lot of people's, Chelsea and Jimmy. I mean, favorite in like entertaining way. Like,
yeah.
They gave me a lot of laughs. Apparently they've been seen together at a restaurant in Florida. And people are like, they got back together.
My favorite comment under a post about this story was, oh my God, they have really good coconut shrimp there. Cause that would have been me.
Right. Well, and of course it's a restaurant in Florida because Florida is coconut shrimp ground zero. They love coconut shrimp in Florida.
I love coconut shrimp.
I don't know what it is.
If I see
that's like on every menu.
If I see coconut shrimp on the menu anywhere, I order it. It is like
I want it.
It is one of my favorite foods.
I remember when I first heard about like I remember that moment where I was like, I know I want that. Like I just knew that was right up my alley. Like
it's so good.
And they always have like that kind of marmalade-y dipping sauce with it.
Mm.
It's so good. So these reality stars were out. This is also a Page Six article. They were out in Florida and someone captured an images of them chatting and laughing together as they sat across from each other at a table with an oceanside view.
Now we should say for non-Love is Blind watchers, the reason this is even a news story is because this couple broke up on the final episode.
In a very dramatic fashion. Like,
and we were all proud of him for standing up to her.
So I guess a waitress or a server at this restaurant was like, Megan Fox was at my work tonight and look who she's with. Now she famously said she looked like Megan Fox on the show. A lot of people took issue with that comparison, including Jimmy, her fiance or former fiance. So they were just sitting there. He's got his cap on. He looked different to me. Maybe he got a haircut.
Yeah.
Or I guess he's got some facial hair, right?
He has facial hair. That's what it is.
Yeah. So he looks like a little different to me. This show is just the season that keeps on giving. I am like so psyched for the finale, or I'm sorry, the reunion.
Honestly,
I feel like so much stuff is going to go down.
I want season two of season six. Yes. Like I want another season of this season.
Okay, our last story. Now, if you don't follow us on Patreon, you may have missed the story about what happened to me at the Madonna concert.
And we're not going to say.
Well,
we're not going to say what it is here. You got it. That's behind a paywall.
We're not going to say what it is here, but people sent me this story and they said, is this you? It was not me, but people were very upset with Madonna this week. Because at her concert, she mistakenly told someone who was using a wheelchair to stand during the show. Did you see this story?
She didn't know this person was a wheelchair user.
So,
but it made for a insane viral story.
Yes. In the video, which was viewed over 1 million times on X, she was addressing the crowd.
Excuse me, Twitter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just reading BuzzFeed. Fuck them. Twitter. Sorry. I never say X. I was just reading aimlessly. She was addressing the crowd. She noticed a person seated in the audience and said, what are you doing sitting down over there? She said, pointing towards them. Then she appeared to ask the fan, what are you getting sitting down?
Oh, God.
She was unable to hear the response. She walked closer to the edge before realizing the fan was using a wheelchair. She said, oh, okay. Politically incorrect.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
Jesus Christ.
Madonna added before resuming her concert performance at the edge of the stage.
First of all, can you believe we missed Kylie Minogue?
I was like, was the night we went the one night that they didn't have a guest star?
We did.
We had some TikToker.
We had a TikToker.
That doesn't count for me. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, we're too old for that. We don't know. I didn't know who Terry Jo was. She's apparently a famous TikToker. And Terry Jo is like the persona, which
right.
When I read more into it, I'm like, oh, if I knew who that was, it would have been funny for me.
Like, but it if still I knew, isn't as good as like a Kylie Minogue or
fucking
someone.
Kylie Minogue. If Kylie Minogue was our guest star that night, I would have peed my pants.
Yeah.
I would have
lost it. I was mad. God damn it.
We went on TikTok night.
Yeah, we went on TikTok night. Yeah, I just, when you don't know who someone is, it's just not that exciting in the moment.
I'm very happy.
And you can't like.
I'm very happy for Terry Joe that they got this opportunity. That's great. That's great. But personally, I would have loved to see, I don't know who the other people, but Kylie Minogue is like the big one that I would have like died.
Right, because that's a direct lineage, like a pop performer who reinvented, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
She's also had a career almost as long as Madonna's, and she's still making hits.
Well, she's had a lot of reinventions as well. Like,
yeah.
I mean, remember, she started with Locomotion.
Dude.
Like,
she started with Locomotion. She did Impossible Princess, which was a whole, like, weird experimental.
Right.
Kind of electro hippie thing. And then she came back and she with Can't Get You Out of My Head, and yeah. It was like, oh my god,
right? So yeah, I mean, well, I mean,
we love Kylie.
I believe me, I wish it was me. I would have loved to having that moment with Madonna, but alas
we'll always have the video images.
Yes, so that's all our stories for this week, and we'll be back after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
First order of business. Mm. Something insane happened to Desi at the Madonna show on Tuesday night. And we broke it down in detail. That was the show before the show. So we talked, we did talk about the show, but we mostly talked about what happened to Desi before the show. And I will say it's one of the craziest things I've ever witnessed. So yeah. If you want to hear that story, it's on our latest after show on Patreon, after show 87, patreon.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. We will have a link in the show notes for that. We also have a brand new recap of season 2 Ashley Simpson show on Patreon. We are wrapping up that show recap, and we're going to find a new reality show to recap.
Yeah.
Weekly. Not next week, but the following week.
Yeah.
And we did another 3-hour Love is Blind recap with Cara Berry on her podcast, Everyone's Business But Mine. There's a lot to talk about with Love is Blind. A lot happened. I can't wait for the reunion.
Yeah, me too.
Like you said, I cannot wait. So anything else? Any other business?
No, I don't think so. No business.
Great.
Okay.
What are you watching?
Well, I'm actually finally into Summer House. So I know everyone's been worried that I wasn't ever going to get to Summer House. I had to get through the first few seasons because I'm a completist.
Yeah.
I gotta know the lore. I gotta know the history.
Right.
So I went through that, and now I'm on season 3, and it's definitely more juicy stuff is happening. So I'm excited that I persevered.
Good for you.
Proud and that's of myself.
That's a Bravo show, right?
Yeah. It's the reason I really pushed through is because Kara tweeted something where she was like, Vanderpump and Summer House cannot be good at the same time. Like, if their seasons are running concurrently, one has to be bad and one has to be good. And Vanderpump is definitely like, this season. So I was kind of like, I know a lot of the stuff that happened off camera over the summer that was kind of like their own scandal, like a breakup. And mm-hmm. I was like, I need to see where that comes. So I'm excited because I'm in the early stages of this relationship now. They're not even a couple yet. They're still just friends. So I know a lot's coming for them and I'm excited to get to it. So that was probably my big thing that I'm watching.
What did you think about the Traitors finale?
Oh, fuck. I'm mad.
I'm furious. I'm so mad.
I don't like it at all.
I don't like it at all either. And I want justice for MJ.
Dude, I have so many thoughts because I think Kate made a lot of fuck ups. I don't know why they kept not getting rid of Trishelle. Like every time they got rid of someone, I was like, get rid of her. You need to break up that duo. And yeah. I'm vindicated because yeah. I was absolutely right. I don't know why anyone didn't try to fucking break up that pair, but I mean, they didn't. They had many opportunities to get rid of her and no one did.
Someone tweeted, they were like, she's so fucking smug.
I fucking hate her. And I didn't even watch Real World, like I said. And apparently it almost makes me want to watch that season of Real World Las Vegas because it's supposedly really trashy.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, that might be good. I mean, I've seen some clips now because people are posting like longtime haters of her. Like, wow. Here's what you need to know.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, okay. Because I think she also got into it with this woman named Anissa on the challenge. So I've seen a lot of those clips. And yeah.
So she's a polarizing reality character.
From what I can sense, she's kind of always been a hated person. And a lot of people are kind of like, why does she keep, it's not like she's a fan favorite. I don't even think she's a fan favorite villain. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So yeah, I don't know, but she's like, that's her career is like, she's a reality star.
Right.
So I mean, I guess she's making it work. I don't know how.
Look, there was only one contestant on the Traitors this season that I knew prior to the Traitors, and that was Peppermint. So my first impression of Trishelle was her going after Peppermint, and that immediately left a bad taste in my mouth. I was furious because I like Peppermint, and I was like, how dare you? How dare you go after Peppermint like that?
Yeah,
I'm curious to see the reunion because they do address it. But I don't know. That was like the first thing, and then I was curious, like, I just had no prior relationship with any of these people, right. Especially John, the British guy.
Well, I don't think anyone did with him.
Is he like an important, was he an important politician?
I genuinely have no idea. I knew many of the contestants just because there was a lot of Bravo and like Kate, I didn't know who she was, but I knew her from the last season of The Traitors. And I haven't watched the reunion because I was honestly too angry. Yeah. To watch it, but I did see a clip of Peppermint from the reunion, and I thought she did a great job explaining why it was so hurtful.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, that's definitely something I think people don't think about. I do want to watch the reunion, but I just couldn't. I was too mad. I'm too mad about it.
I can't believe I would had this much of an emotional reaction about it. It felt so unjust.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Which is so stupid.
I'm just mad. And I heard Phaedra goes off on Dan, which I want to see. And she called Trishelle evil.
Whoa.
Which I love. Or she did on Instagram story, at least. I don't know if she does it on
Damn.
The...
Damn.
So I'll be able to do it at some point, but I was mad. I was really mad.
It just felt dirty.
What they did to MJ was just wrong. I'm sorry.
It was wrong.
And if you're already having accusations of sort of targeting people of color.
Right.
I'm sorry. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Also, she was so clearly a faithful.
Yeah.
And if she wasn't, she should win it all. Anyhow, like,
yeah,
but the thing is, they knew that
that
was their decision going in. They were going to get rid of her.
It was gross to witness. It felt gross.
I was disappointed in CT because I feel like I expect it from Trishelle. I just wish MJ had voted for CT round one. I really do.
Yeah.
Cause that would have been hilarious. I'm mad about it. And I am MJ's face. like in that moment.
Oh my God. She was devastating. It was devastating.
And I was mad because I was like, yeah, you should have just fucking gotten rid of them. Like, I just don't know why anyone didn't break up that pair. I really don't get it. And yeah, I certainly think season three, people are going to be thinking about what happened here and break up any kind of pairing alliance like that. Because that's fucked up and honestly should be illegal.
I felt like what they did was so illegal.
I saw a comment of someone who was kind of also angry and they're like, you should get punished if you eliminate a faithful at the end.
I saw that too.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because you had your chance to get rid of faithful. Like, you shouldn't be intentionally trying to get rid of faithfuls to get more money. I'm sorry. Like, there's just something kind of, that's like traitor behavior.
Right.
If you're going to, like, you're supposed to be the good ones. Like,
right.
It's just evil.
No, it was fucking bullshit. And I was shocked. And I can't believe how, like, shocked I was and how much I was yelling at my TV. It was so stupid. But I was mad.
I was mad, too. And I was kind of hoping that CT got eliminated at that point. I was like, good. At least maybe Trishel's turned on him. But nope. I was mad. I didn't like it.
I did not like it at all.
But what a great show. Like, even though I don't like the ending, I do feel like it kept me like engaged.
And yeah.
I'll end a show being mad rather than bored any day. Like,
yeah. The other thing I watched last night, which was like just a really old movie, well, like kind of old, but like from 2005. Really fucking stupid, but the exact kind of movie I love to watch. It's called Mindhunters, not to be confused with the critically acclaimed 2-season show on Netflix. This is completely different. The show is called Mindhunters, and it has a stacked cast, and it is so exactly the kind of trash that you and I love. Mm. It stars Val Kilmer, Christian Slater, LL Cool J.
Ooh.
And somebody else.
Wow.
Some other people. So it is a stacked cast, and it is a the premise is a group of aspiring criminal profilers. Like, they're in training to be criminal profilers. They all do a training exercise together on a remote island, and things turn sinister.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It is so stupid. And I kept saying after it was over, I was like, that movie ruled. I thoroughly enjoyed myself watching it. It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
But I feel like I was thinking about you the whole time because I was like, this is exactly, it hit all the notes. Like, it had all the stuff.
Yeah.
In a movie that I like. Like, it had really over the top gore, but it, at the same time, it was like bad CGI mid-2000s gore where it like looked, did not look real because they should have been using practical effects in some instances. It had a lot of great one-liners, like zingers from LL Cool J. It had great fight scenes. It had, the like mystery aspect of it. It was just...
That sounds good.
It was kind of like the perfect late night movie.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to watch it tonight, I think.
Please watch it because I need your opinion.
I'm definitely looking for something to watch that's not reality.
It was
like a good drama.
No, this was pure comfort.
Yeah.
This was pure comfort watching where it was like stupid as fuck, but really enjoyable.
Okay. That sounds good. I might try to start that Swans, the Truman Capote show.
Oh, yeah. Feud.
Feud.
The new feud.
Yeah. I'm just in that period where you try to search for something to watch for like an hour.
Yeah.
You start a bunch of things.
No, like, that's me like every night. So I've just been watching CSI.
Yeah. I need to get something. Cause I do need, sometimes I need a cleanser from reality. Like, I can watch a lot of reality, but at some point I'm like, okay, I need like a trashy drama or something else. Like,
well, it's also like I don't like to watch reality shows right before I go to bed because they're too noisy or something. I need something like a little quieter, if that makes sense, like with a different pacing.
Yeah, I need kind of know what you're saying.
I need something with less sound effects.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what I need, but it's like hard to find sometimes. That end of the night type of show.
This was a perfect end of the night show. It was so perfect end of the night.
I need to start compiling a list of things, but whatever. I got a lot of TV.
Right. House of the Dragon's not even coming back until the summer. And I just rewatched season one. So that was like a fun rewatch.
Yeah. I'm kind of in that phase where I'm like, I should rewatch something I liked. So maybe I'll do that.
You should rewatch House of the Dragon because there was definitely stuff I forgot. And now I feel like I know this, like I'm ready to go back into it.
Okay. That's a good idea.
And it's still good.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
I was actually thinking of that guy, the uncle.
Oh, yeah.
With the long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Who was like Doctor Who at some point.
Damon. Was he Doctor Who?
Damon. Yeah, he was Doctor Who. His name was like Matt something.
It's Matt. That's the actor's name.
Yeah. Because remember how bad that hair, the wig was just so stupid.
My favorite part about season one is he starts out with that long hair and then mid-season he chops it off. But then like two episodes later, there's a time jump and it's all grown back again.
But like, we need that ponytail. We whatever it is.
We need that flowing long hair.
He's a Targaryen. Yeah. We gotta have it. Yeah, that's a good idea. I should rewatch that.
No, I was like, it's funny because like, I was just reading all the like sucked into like all the Game of Thrones, like family history. Cause they're right. Because the thing about these families, especially the Targaryens, is they repeat names.
Right.
Through different generations and they all kind of have like similar names. So I was kind of like just refreshing myself on like what the dynasty looked like. I shit you not, Desi. One of the Targaryens' name is Aenys Targaryen.
Like A-E-N-Y-S.
Exactly. No, that's exactly how it's spelled. His name is Aenys Targaryen. George R. R. Martin is a freak.
That's really funny.
I mean, he knew what he was doing there.
Hey, come on. You got it. You can. There's so many fake names you can make up.
Aenys Targaryen. That's like one of the kings at one point.
It's pronounced Aenys.
No, it is Aenys. By the way, it got me thinking, what if for my next audiobook journey, I just do every single Game of Thrones book? So then I can be one of those people who's like, when are you going to finish the books?
Yeah.
When are you going to finish the books, George R. R. Martin?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be curious how that works out for you.
That would take me like a year.
Because those are so long and dense.
They're dense and long, and there's so many adjacent ones.
Yeah, I started reading one, and I was like, I can't. It's too in deep nerd for me. I can't.
I did read a little bit of the first one, and I was riveted by it.
Oh.
So maybe it'll be even better with an audiobook for me.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah,
it was I'm going to try it out.
Okay.
I'm going to try it out.
Your audiobook journey.
I know.
I wish haven't, I could get on it. I can't.
I need to find a new audiobook, so I might just do that. I really just enjoy like, I really have been enjoying like sci-fi audiobooks, but I think I could do a fantasy.
Yeah.
I think I could do that.
That'll keep you busy.
It'll keep me busy. So what'd you eat? Give me something. You got to give me something.
Something? Oh my God. I don't really have anything. I'm so sorry.
How good was that pad thai after Madonna?
That was great.
I wish I was eating that right now.
Thai food is so good.
We, after the show, we went to Sanam Luang. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong. I always pronounce it wrong, but it's in Thai Town, right across the street from Jumbo's Clown Room on Hollywood Boulevard. It's like a classic, essential late night Thai spot in LA, and it's delicious.
Yeah, it was good. No, that was, I was starving.
We were both hungry.
Exhausted and hungry. Like that kind of hunger where you're just like, just ravenous.
Yeah.
They did have some sausage and peppers going outside the arena, but we didn't get that. It did smell good though,
But I wanted to sit down and eat.
I honestly though was like, I need it for the car.
Yeah,
like I would eat that sausage in the car.
I thought about it. Do you have any future food?
No, I don't. I did get my niece a Peking duck gift card in San Francisco, and it looked really good.
I'm so jealous.
The restaurant is called Mr. Jiu's. J I U. I'm assuming I'm saying that correctly. just letting people know. But they have, it's like a Michelin star rated Chinese restaurant in San Francisco. And they have, you can get a whole Peking duck there with scallion, like pancakes to wrap it in.
Yeah.
And all the fixins. And to be honest, everything else looked pretty good too. So, she, I mean, she can get what she wants there.
Will they deliver it to Echo Park?
I know. I was like, where do we get this? I want one. I also looked on Goldbelly.
I fucking love Peking duck.
I was like, I want it. There was like two options on Goldbelly. And one of them I was like, no, because it was like whole wheat pancakes. I'm like, no,
no,
I just want the regular
kind. I don't want whole wheat.
No offense, but like, come on. It's not the time or place for that nonsense.
Yeah.
So, and then the other one, they had the bao bun, like scallion bao buns, which also could be good. Because
the scallions were in the bao?
I think
the
so.
The scallions usually come on the side.
No, this was like fresh, but I think the bao buns were also kind of scallion, like a pancake, scallion pancake would be. I mean, it sounds good to me.
The way I've traditionally had it is with the bao bun, and then you get a little pile of chopped fresh scallions and plum sauce.
Yeah, I mean, that's the traditional way.
Yeah. So these had scallions like, yeah, baked in.
I mean, I could be conflating the two. Maybe the whole wheat ones were scallion whole wheat.
Right.
Like, I'm pretty sure I'll take anything wrapped in a scallion pancake. Yeah. But I just didn't know either of the places too, because I was like, we should just get this Goldbelly. But I want a fresh Peking duck. I don't want a Goldbelly one. Do I have to cook it? Is it already cooked? Do I have to heat it? Like, I want fresh Peking
crispy
duck. Crispy. I want the crisp.
Fuck, dude.
It looked, so I'm really excited, and I hope she gets that and tells me all about it.
I did see that there is a restaurant in the San Gabriel Valley, like their specialty is Peking duck, and I saved it. Like, I want to go there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like, I want to go there today.
Right.
I'm sure you're busy, but, like, but if you weren't busy, I would say let's just go right now.
But sometimes you have to order that in advance.
I think you do. And it's like,
that's that's a thing.
And then it's just the two of us are like, we need like six people.
No, I was laughing because I wanted to make sure I gave her like the amount that the Peking duck cost for her gift card. And it was like the whole Peking duck, it said serves 4 to 6 people. You could also get a half, but I laughed at the full one because it says serves 4 to 6 people or 2 hungry people. And it was like,
yeah,
it was like an emoji smiley face. And right. I was like, yeah, because they know there's some pigs out there like me, where I was like, yeah, 2, because I'm going to want leftovers too. So I'm going to take it home. And I was laughing because I was like, that's good because my nieces will take care of that.
Honestly, I bet I could eat an entire Peking duck like while watching the Oscars. Like, it's, I could probably do that.
It just looked really good. No, I remember. Remember when we got it when we were in Vegas, and we kept thinking about how they might have taken some of it away.
Because we wanted more.
But weren't we kind of worried that you were able to use some of it? They would, like, put it in rice or something for you?
Yeah, and they did. Remember. And it was really delicious. They did. They made, like, a fried rice with the leftover meat.
Right. But we were like, where's the other stuff? Like, we want it all.
Well,
like, don't take that and put it in your stock. We'll eat it.
Yeah, we were concerned we didn't get enough, but it was just because we were 4 people and like we could have eaten a Peking duck to ourselves.
It's not that much.
It's not that much meat.
For 4 people. So
maybe for 4 regular eaters.
Yeah.
But we're hungry girls.
We were all hungry and we all wanted that. Like, we were saving up for it. So, anyway, I got really excited. I like giving people gift cards to get food, and then I make them send me pictures. That's like the reciprocation. They have to tell me what they get.
That is perverted, Desi. That is like a sick kink you have.
But you know what? They're the type of people who want to show me what they got, right? Usually. Because I'm buying at people who love food. And we share food pictures, so it's not like they would have probably done it anyways.
Yeah.
Like, here's what we got. Look at this. Like, that kind of stuff. So I'm excited.
That's cool. Well, I'm going to look into where we can get Peking duck in the San Gabriel Valley. I'm available. I'm free, like, whenever. to do that.
Yeah, let's figure it out.
So it's really on Desi, just bullying
She's
Desi.
She's just waiting by the phone for my call.
It's really on you. Because, look, because I don't know, I don't have a lot of other people in my life who I know I could be like, do you want to drive to the San Gabriel Valley and eat a Peking duck and like that's it?
I'm always down to go to the San Gabriel Valley because they have good food there.
They have great food there. So
we gotta also find a Burmese restaurant
in LA.
Yes, I want to find that. There's gotta be one.
There's gotta be at least one. This is a huge county.
We might have to drive,
but we decided it's more of a San Francisco thing.
Yeah, because sometimes certain food is regional, like where the immigrants kind of from that country might move and set up, right? Like that's why San Gabriel, there's a lot of, you know, Chinese, great Chinese restaurants. So there might be a Burmese neighborhood, I just don't know. But there's definitely in San Francisco, because that seems to be, there's a few restaurants across the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Because there's even one in Marin, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so.
But I love that food, and I did buy the cookbook, so I'm going to try to make some stuff. I might have to order specialty ingredients, but I want to make that salad.
The tea leaf?
Yeah. I need to get a lot of little crunchy things.
Yeah.
And you could even buy the dressing at the Burma Love restaurant. They sell the dressing. I should have got it.
Yeah.
And I can make it.
Cool.
Yeah, I've looked through. I'm like, that looks good.
Well, Desi, I'm just waiting on your call, baby, night and day.
Okay. We'll find a Peking duck and we'll get some. I want it.
I'm hungry right now. I need to eat lunch. That's why. That's why I'm like having all these crazy ideas right now about like just putting on a bra and going to the SGV.
That's definitely the problem with that dish. It is not like a last minute splurge. It's like a 24-hour notice.
Right. They need you to call in advance. Like, you little fucking piggy.
You aren't, like, last-minute binging a Peking duck, like...
I mean, in a perfect world, I would be.
You gotta hope maybe someone canceled.
Please, or sir. Something. Do you have any leftover Peking ducks?
That's what's nice about Harmony, because you can just go and get the little, like, appetizer version. You're not getting the whole duck.
But I usually want, like, 10 of them.
Dude, same. Whenever we order a few, I'm like, I need like 10 of these.
Yeah, I need more.
Because they're good.
Anyway, that's
bye.
It.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.